From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Baristas at dozens of Starbucks stores across the country have voted to unionize. That inspired workers at one Starbucks in New Orleans and another in Birmingham to start their own union campaigns.
So, hey, how's it down there?
It's been pretty easy going so far.
Yeah, good.
We expected, I think, a little bit more backlash than what we've gotten.
You know, likewise.
Kyle McGeckin is a shift supervisor at Starbucks in Birmingham. Caitlin Pierce is a barista from Alabama doing the same in New Orleans. They spoke together about the moment they each decided to get involved with unionizing.
We were talking about unionization in terms of what was going on in Memphis and Buffalo and thinking about it at the store prior to Mardi Gras, I would say whenever we had our Mardi Gras rush. And right after that happened, we were like, okay, Mardi Gras is over. It's going to calm down. But our hours were cut even more. It just kind of went from there. We've been overworked for so long and staying at that steady pace of just constantly rushing and being short-staffed that we weren't being paid enough for the extra labor that we were having to put out just to manage the floor in one day.
Yeah, it's similar, but it's funny that you mentioned Buffalo and Memphis. You know, I was looking at all this stuff going on, and I'm like, okay, this is absolutely a historical thing, and, you know, gonna have a child. What am I going to tell my child when they learn about, you know, the second wave of American labor, if it is the second wave, whatever the term is, am I going to say, just watched? No, I want to say, hey, we were a part of it.
First of all, I do want to say I was so excited whenever I heard that you were organizing in Birmingham. Just to hear somebody from my state doing that gave me a lot of comfort. What has it been like?
I'm very happily surprised by the community support we got. A great lawyer friend of mine, he came in, he was like, my dad was an iron worker. Fight for your rights. We need more of it in this country. And I was like, wow, thank you. We've got coal miners, Amazon workers, nurses who've shown support, just a vast variety of people who are, you know, becoming friends.
It's amazing to hear that. I've been talking, since I was based in Mobile, I've talked to a lot of the partners that I met there about what's been going on here in New Orleans. And it seems like the reviews there have been pretty mixed as to unionization.
Do you ever get this kind of sense of just tragic sadness? Because I see so many opportunities for awesome things to happen. And then look on the news, be called by Howard Schultz, be called an antagonistic force. Like, it just, oh, it doesn't feel right. There's an opportunity for some amazing things to happen, and it just saddens me that I can see a lot of it happening from the store level, but not from the people who are hardly at the stores.
Yeah, no, I totally understand what you're talking about. One of the hardest parts about this for me to swallow has been that we're kind of hearing this narrative from Starbucks, like, oh, we already give, like, fantastic wages and we give the best benefits. And to an extent, they're not wrong. They do have really good health care. They have really, we are paid more than a lot of other fast food service workers are. But the issue, at least for me, is that it's not enough. Better isn't good enough, especially not right now. Initially, whenever we really even just started talking about all of this, I was really scared and really overwhelmed. Like, I'm like, I have no idea what we're doing. I still feel like some days I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But it's having people there who either also don't understand or do understand and can help is so validating.
That was Caitlin Pierce in New Orleans and Kyle McGeckin in Birmingham talking about their efforts to unionize at Starbucks. Starbucks has campaigned against unions, saying they would restrict the company's ability to offer better pay and benefits. That story was produced by Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom. The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.